One of Spokane's annual downtown events is returning this year after taking 2020 off because of COVID. We're not talking Hoop Fest. We're talking Terrain's 7th annual Art Bazaar that celebrates local art and artists. Terrain Executive Director Ginger Ewing says the event reinforces her organization's notion that art is not just for artists and rich people.
You know, it doesn't matter if you have an art history degree. It doesn't matter if you consider yourself an artist. It doesn't matter if you can't, you know, walk into a museum and say, you know, technically this piece is more stronger than this piece and here's why.
Bazaar is normally held indoors. This year, because of the desire to keep people safe, it will be outside and occupy several blocks of Main Street.
The booths will be spaced a little bit farther apart than they typically are. There will be fewer of them, although there's still plenty to look at and come down and see. And then also being that it's an outdoor event, we're feeling pretty comfortable with all of the guidelines we have.
Ewing says there will be live music throughout the day and family-friendly activities for those who feel comfortable going inside River Park Square. Terrain's Chief Operating Officer Jackie Caro says Bazaar is an event that broadly defines art.
You know, a ceramicist is an artist just as much as a visual artist is an artist. So when you're talking about coming down to an event like this, you're going to find all different kinds of art. It's not going to be your necessarily, I think, what a lot of people might think as your traditional art, which is a visual artist piece that you find in a gallery or in a museum. This is also functional art. It's wearable art.
Local artists are an incredibly important part of our economy, and supporting them financially is important. So we wanted to be able to do that in a big way in the heart of downtown, in the epicenter of where Spokane does business.
You'll find Terrain's Bazaar on Main Street, downtown, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's free and open to the public. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.